I can see the needle bobbing and weaving on 20 meters. All right, this is the Courage Center Handy Ham Third Tech Net. My name is Herb. My call sign is Alpha Echo 5 Yankee Charlie. I'm located in New Orleans, Louisiana. Before we begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Emergency or priority traffic, please go ahead. Excellent. No emergency or priority traffic was heard. If something should come up in the middle of the net, just signify with a break, or if you're very emphatic about needing, give me multiple breaks. We will bring the net to a halt, and we'll see what we can do to address your emergency or priority situation. This is a directed net, so please, all traffic must go through net control. It just keeps things straight so that I don't get lost in the clutter of this mind of mine. And please give me your call signs in ITU phonetics. I have on occasion used yellow cookies as my call sign, but I promise that I will stick with Alpha Echo 5 Yankee Charlie. And so please, unless it's abundantly clear, give them to me in ITU phonetics. All right, this net is devoted to technical topics of all types. You can bring up any subject that you would like to bring up, hints, tips, questions, radio, antenna, microphone, any technical topic is open season. So let's get started with check-ins and any comments that you've got about whether you've got information or a question, and we'll get rolling from there, and this will work in a roundtable fashion, so we will come back to you. Let's start off with a few check-ins now. This is AE5YC. Herb is net control, taking check-ins now for the TechNet.
Kilo Delta Zero Echo, Tango Quebec.
AB1MU with a question about Echolink.
Victor Echo 9, Echo Lima Tango, no question.
KK4JZX, a quick announcement and a question later on.
KA0PQW, just listening in case I could be of some help here, I guess.
KL3RH. Hanging out here in the background as well.
All right, we'll get some more check-ins hopefully here shortly. Let me stop there while I can still keep track of the list. Got a great turnout for the first round of check-ins. And I've got KD0ETQ, Phil. We've got AB1MU, Joel, who's got an Echolink question. And I'll find that very interesting. We've got Emil, 9 Echo Lima Tango. Emil, I hope I'm pronouncing that correct. Who's a new ham, so he may have some questions. KK4JZX has an announcement and potentially a question. K0PQW, Matt in Ellendale, who's a Welshian, and we're happy to have you aboard. And my good buddy KL3RH Riley out in Moab, Utah, also a wealth of information. All right, so let's go to the top of the list and say hello to Phil, who brought the inaugural topic out last week. And what's going on, Phil? You have any questions, comments, and how are you doing on picking up that VHF radio? It's your turn.
Yeah, this is KD0Echo Tango Quebec. No, I haven't got any rig yet. I'm waiting. There's a ham fest coming up next month around here. I'm kind of going to look around and see what's there. I've been messing around with the remote ham doing some DX all afternoon on 17 and 12. The only thing I had asked this the other day on the net, morning net, and Susie, I asked her, and she said maybe someone would know on the tech net. The other day, people were talking about these tablets, these Android tablets. Some of them were on sale around $80 to $100, and some of them were on $150, you know, the 7-inch screens. And they said, there's a guy over there in Kansas City who was in the hospital there, and he was using Echolink on it. And I asked Susie if I got one of these. I know you can put Echolink on it. But would the remote base be able to put on it, or is that something that you'd actually need a laptop or some other, you know, a smartphone or something for? She said, well, she didn't know if he'd be able to use a remote base on an Android tablet. She said I may ask somebody here. So that's the only question I got tonight, other than just hello to everybody tonight. So maybe someone, if they would load remote base. It's KD0EchoTango, Quebec.
Well, fine business, Phil. And again, you bring out a very interesting topic. I know tablets are near and dear to my heart and to quite a few others. I think that we have someone in our midst who would have the best information on that. I believe I'm comfortably certain of what the answer is to that. But let's skip down the list to KK4JZX, Jose, who is working diligently on improving and enhancing the W4MQ software for the remote base access, and let him field that, and then he can also make his announcement, and then I promise I'll get back up to you, Joel, with the maybe a follow-up EchoLink question. So let's jump down to KK4JZX, Jose, and Jose, what do you say about running the client on Android? Go ahead. Oh, AE5YC for identification.
Hey there, Herb. Thank you, AE5YC. This is KK4JZX. Phil, KD0ETQ. There used to be a web version of the remote base client, but I am not working on that client. So my suspicion is that, and I mean what I mean by suspicion is that I don't know if it would work with the HandyHam remote base. I doubt that it would right now at this point because it hasn't been used for that yet. The only client that we have that we know now is the Windows-based client. And there will be updates coming up to that client in the next couple of weeks, in the next couple, few months, the next who knows how long. But I'm working on making changes and eventually making that application remote-based client available on just Windows right now, and it's going to be a .NET application. But in terms of the question, I know for sure the Windows version won't work on the Android platform, and the web version has not been tested. That is not something that that has been tested yet. So the answer is no for now. KK4JZX, and if you have any other questions, I can answer those. The two announcements I can give as well. KK4JZX.
Oh, very good, Jose, and I picked up something I did not know. I did not know there was a web-based client. So, Phil, my guess as an answer, the Android is its own operating system that actually defines the operating system. When you say Android, it's like saying I have a Windows computer. You have an Android tablet running the Android operating system. So an application or program written to run on Windows won't run on the tablet, but I had no clue that there was a web-based access. If there is web-based access still supported, then I'm going to be anxious to try it out. So I'm going to make a note of that, Phil, and we'll look into the web-based access because I'm curious about that my own self. Jose, go ahead with your announcements since I jumped to you on the list, and then we'll pick up the list again after that. KK4JZX, go ahead. This is AE5YC, Herb down in New Orleans.
All right. It's three quick things. The first one is QST Magazine for August is out, and that's for the NLS users. The digital book is out, the digital magazine. And, you know, we all know the iPhone just came out with a quad-core processor. And the most important one here is the JAWS 14 is in public beta. And anybody that wants to test it, it does have support for Windows 8. People that have been asking about Windows 8 support, JAWS 14 public beta is out. It was out yesterday. It's been announced for a while, but it was released to public yesterday. So anybody that wants to try it out, I think there's a couple of people on this group that would be willing to do that. If they're running Windows 8, that would be a good way to go to get started, and you can actually report bugs right back. I participate in private beta and previews way before those go out, but now that it's public, I can say that. So anybody that wants to try it, it would be great for the blind ham community because there's software that we're using that would be great to have compatibility with JAWS 14. And that's it. KK4AZX.
Well, fine business. Thanks, Jose. So the digital edition of QST is out, and JAWS 14 has been released, it sounds like, if I interpreted that correctly. So for hams that have been using JAWS, I have several health issues, but I still have my eyesight, so I'm not familiar with JAWS. I probably should get familiar with it since pretty much everything else is falling apart. Who knows what's going to go next. Thanks, Jose. And, Phil, we're going to come back around, so if you have any follow-up questions, I'll get back to you very shortly. All right, I'm Joel, AB1MU. Joel, you had a question concerning Echolink. So if you would, go ahead and put it out to the group, and then we'll see if we can find a good answer for you there. AB1MU, this is AE5YC, Net Control. Go ahead.
Alrighty, hello Herb and everybody on the group. I wonder if you can answer this question. Well, I currently do not have any I live in an apartment. I have no HF antenna. I cannot put one up outside. I'm stuck on Echolink on my Android phone. And I was wondering if there is any website available that will let me listen to RLP node and or talk back to it possibly with my Android link on Echolink. That's basically my situation. I wonder if, let me repeat that again. I have an Android phone only and running Echolink. And it's the only means of communications with the outside world other than my HT and local repeaters, which are Echolink free currently. I'd like to get on to some IRLP nodes. Is there any interface around that allow me to dial in on the Echolink node and listen to and or talk to an IRLP node? Okay, back to Net Control. If anybody can help, I'll listen to the whole net. Speak up at any time. 73 Sol, AB1MU. Back to Net Control.
Well, fine business, Joel. And before I move on, I'm going to put this out in case there's somebody that's got a quicker answer. I do know that you can listen to the remote base on Echolink. The Handy Hands remote base is available on Echolink. I don't have all the information in front of me, but I also know that there are, in scrolling through the list, I have seen some HF links. I think that's what you were looking for was HF, because, of course, you've got lots of VHF, UHF nodes that you can talk on and listen on. On HF, there are definitely some listen-only, and there's more options than that out there. So before I move on down the list, does anyone have any additional information that they could pass on to Joel? And if so, go ahead and go direct with Joel. This is AE5YC, and you're going direct with AB1MU. If you have information about HF and Echolink or any other Android application, I'll go ahead and stand by then.
KD0ETQ.
All right, KD0ETQ. Phil, go ahead and go direct with Joel, and we'll, of course, all listen in.
Yeah, I'm not sure. When you were mentioning the remote bases that you can listen to on Echolink, it's a W0EQO link and W0ZSW link. I don't know if it'd do any good to give, would it do any good to tell him what those nodes are? I could tell him what those nodes are. I got them right here in front of me. If that would help, I'm not sure if it would. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm seeing in the list KF5HGU listed off some of the information, although my screen's got it broken up poorly. The node numbers is I think all that Joel would need. And that gets at least the Handy Ham remote bases. So go ahead and pass that information on, Phil.
Okay. The W0EQO link, the node number for that is 26117. The W0EQO node 261171. And the W0ZSW link is node 524906. That's 524906. KD0ECHO-TANGO-QUEBEC.
Correction.
N5XCX, Woody, go ahead and fill the information in, and let's see what we've got on there. AE5YC net control. Go ahead, Woody.
I was looking at the wrong thing. I'm sorry. Okay, the those notes are correct, but I don't think that's what Joel was looking for. I think he was made to you might want to ask him again, but I think he was looking for a way to get into the IRL feed from Echolink there. Over.
That is correct. I like to work in an IRLP node with an Echolink station connection. Thank you. You got it right, correct.
Oh, very good. I'm glad we got that clarified. I had missed it completely there, Joel. Sorry about that. All right. Any other information about it? Because that's outside of my knowledge for sure. So I don't have anything to add in. I'm glad I'm just net controller on this. And I see some text box information. Vancouver is both IRLP and Echolink. I knew that, but I'm not really sure exactly what that accomplishes. So any other information out there about mixing IRLP with Echolink? Go ahead and check in with NetControl, AE5YC here. Getting text box information is all. KF5HGU, that call sounds so, oh yeah, Bob in Mesquite, Texas. Bob, KF5HGU, and give us a little bit of an explanation if you don't mind.
KF5HGU, back to net. Well, the only thing in Vancouver I know of, for a fact, it's linked into Handyham, because if you're on Handyham, you're also on Vancouver, the Vancouver RFP node. Because they're permanently linked together all the time. There are some other nodes, I don't know what they are, so that if you went to, you could find that node on RLP, on Echolink, and by the virtue of the fact that they are linked together, and whatever conversation would be going on RLP, you would hear on Echolink, and you could talk to someone that was actually on the RLP node of it, but you're on Echolink, just like we do through the Vancouver reflector, if that makes sense. KF5HGU, back to net.
Well, thanks, Bob. I appreciate you you coming in with information. And so, Joel, at this point, what we've heard, so you're already getting the VAN IRLP, which, you know, I've heard that, but I have not tinkered with something separate. I've always noticed in the list VAN IRLP, but... if he doesn't mind jumping in, Matt might have more information on accessing VAN IRLP from Echolink, or whether there's a separate app. K0PQW, Matt, do you have any information that might help Joel out with accessing IRLP through a smartphone? Is that possible through the Echolink app, or do you have any other information? K0PQW, AE5YC.
Well, K0PQW, the first thing you need to know about IRLP is that they really don't like, the only way you can get access to an IRLP node with a smartphone is through an Echo IRLP conference, such as Vancouver Echo IRLP, or UNode, there's one called UNode, that one works, you don't know if it's up all the time, but I think it is, IRLP nodes that you can talk through. But IRLP, typically, other than their Echo IRLP conferences that they've allowed, Other than that, they do not allow you to come on their system with a computer or a phone. You have to have a radio, whether it's a repeater or a simplex link. That's how IRLP works. They do not allow you to come on their network with a computer or a phone. IRLP conferences when you're on EchoLink there. KHRLPQW.
Well, Matt, that was very helpful. It really was. You know, I was searching back through my memories hoard, and I saw that I've got two things going on at once. And I remember looking into those dedicated IRLP nodes, and I see what you're saying now. They want to use that as RF linkage. But I believe Riley's got a comment to put in there. KL3RH. Riley, go ahead and give us a little bit more information. AE5YC net control.
Yeah, sorry about that. When when that topic came up, I was, of course, the other part of the house drawing off the dog they gave a bath. A big dog like that takes a lot of drying. I guess I'll just echo what Matt said. A lot of, for some reason, IRLP doesn't like EchoLink or AllStar or, any of those sort of cross-platform things. I can certainly see it as far as linking purposes go. If you want to link to another node or something, if you're on the radio, you can do that. And if they do not allow people on, let's say, said computer, except through whatever conference I guess it would be a reflector, they call it. I mean, I used to have a couple of IRLP nodes, and I kind of gave it up just because I thought, I like the idea, but, I don't know, just a little too snobbish for me. It's like Matt said, you can connect up to certain things like the Van IRLP or the, there's plenty of them out there. Now, whether they will let you connect or not is a completely different story. You'll find that, at least from personal experience, that stuff that's hooked into a node like 9025 or something, it's not going to allow you a connection in there. So, all right, I'm done for AL3RH.
Good information as well, Riley. Between you and Matt, I feel like I got a better understanding of IRLP and the interaction with EchoLink, or lack thereof. Let's go back up to Joel and see if you have any follow-ups. AB1MU, this is AE5YC, net control. Joel, any further follow-ups that you'd like to get clarified or anything else we can help out on that? Present it to the group. It's your turn.
No, that answers all my questions, and I thank you guys very, very much. The W0EQ0 node I listen to a lot, and W02SW or ZSW node this evening, and see how it... Anyways, I'll keep looking for a... I'm basically looking for a reflector that has a link set up for, AllStar or IRLP to EchoLink, and that you can access with the EchoLink node. Guess it doesn't exist right now, and they frown upon you using it. They force me to set up an HF station. Oh, well, such is life. But I thank you very much, guys. 73 to everyone. This is 81MU. Thanks a lot.
Sure, Joel, and you're more than welcome to hang around and chat or listen in. You never can tell. You might have something to contribute, or you might hear another hint. I did see in the text box roll by that Bob, KF5HGU, mentioned the Western Reflector. Give me 1 second to scroll the text box back up. Stand by one. What they put in the text box was if you go, you can get a link with 6 reflectors. Yep, it scrolled on me again. 1 second. www.westernreflector.com/echolink gets you tied in with 6 reflectors is what Bob is saying in the text box here. So that might move you farther on towards what you're interested in. When we come back around, if you want to get more information or you got anything you want to add in, then we'll come back around. I saw Woody in there, so before I call for general check-ins again, let's go ahead and say hello to Woody and see if he's got anything else he wants to add or anything he would like to talk. N5XCX, Woody, this is AE5YC, Herb down in New Orleans, net control for the Courage Center Handy Ham Thursday edition of the TechNet. Go ahead. Woody may have walked away, so we'll keep him in the list. And I see Emil might be headed off. Emil, before you take off, Victor Echo 9, Echo Lima Tango, do you have any questions, comments, anything about the TechNet that you'd like to toss in before you have to take off? AE5YC.
Yeah, this is V9ELT. No, it's, thanks a lot, guys. I was just the, obviously on the few questions, and all happy. I need to go actually go wash my dog, surprisingly. And he's a bit smaller. He's a 15-year-old Springer Spaniel. So I'm going to let go and send me through to all. Thanks, guys.
Well, that's fine business. It sounds like it's dog washing night. Makes you want to go, almost want to go wash the mutt that I've got in the other room there. Hi. All right, well, I'm at the bottom of the list, and so let's see if we have any other check-ins. This is the Courage Center Handy Ham Thursday TechNet. We're taking check-ins from anyone that has any information, reviews, questions about any technical topic. Join into the group now, so we're taking general check-ins now. This is AE5YC, net control for tonight.
Hello, 9, Charlie Kilowatt Romeo. Sorry for the delay there, just trying to find the right button to press. I have a login question, I guess, or a logbook question with a screen reader, so maybe we'll see if that comes up eventually there. 89CKR, my name is Bob.
No worries, Bob. It worked out good because I missed the button as well, or I would have stepped all over you. And since they were not beating the door down to check in, let's go ahead and take your question. And it's a pleasure to meet you. Spoken before. Welcome to the Thursday TechNet. This is new. This is our second week. Jose was the net controller last week, KK4JZX, and I'll be functioning net controller today, or I'll be functioning as net controller. We'll see how well I actually function. And then eventually this will spread out, and we will have more net controllers and alternate through. So in the meantime, go ahead with your question, and we'll put it out and see who's got the answers. BE9CKR, Bob, it's your turn.
Yeah, good evening, Herb. Hope you guys are doing well down there in New Orleans after Isaac there a couple of weeks ago. I know I was here last week as well. I didn't have a chance to check in, but I was listening there, and Jose did a bang-up job, the inaugural net. I missed about I was at another meeting, and when I got home there, of course, the net had already started, but I was just about 11 minutes late, but I caught most of it. But I guess my question is there any easy or, you know, somewhat easy software that's accessible to JAWS? I'm using Windows 7 and JAWS 13, and I use Ham Radio Deluxe, and I can get along with its built-in logbook, but I wonder if there's something maybe a bit more accessible. I just put that out there. I just thought it might be something to talk about. N1MM, I think it's called, and a couple of other programs, but I just wondered if most of us have found one accessible program that might be easy to use. Thanks, Herb. Back to you.
Well, fine. I'm glad that you brought the question to the table, because We do have a number of hams that are visually impaired, and so there hopefully is some information out there. So since we're at the bottom of the list anyway, and we've got Bob's question in here, does anyone out there have any experience with logging software that is more screen reader friendly, particularly JAWS 13 he's using? And if you've got any hints and tips, go ahead and check in with NetControl. And if we don't get any responses on that, if we have any other general check-ins, go ahead and just say general check-in with your call, and I'll add you to the list, and we'll get to you. So we're looking for some information on screen reader accessible logging programs. Any and general check-ins. This is AE5YC, NetControl. Go ahead.
KK4JZX on the screen on the logbook program. KK4JZX.
All right, Jose. KK4JZX. Go ahead with your information. AE5YC, NetControl.
All right. I'm going to I don't do a lot of logging with software, but I have worked with a software package, Herb, and VE9CKR, Bob. I'm sorry, I'm going through my JAWS here. I use JAWS, I'm on JAWS 14 beta right now. XMLog, it seems possible. It is somewhat tedious, but the various interfaces are accessible. And then all the other interfaces that you get when you sign up for a Logbook of the World account, you get that works as well, but that's separate. But XMLog, which is X-Ray Mike Lima Oscar Golf, is free, and I've actually worked with a developer in some areas that are not completely accessible, but you can get to them with the JAWS cursor. Most of the areas, I would say 80% of the areas within the application, I would venture to say a lot more than that. But let me say 80 because I've given feedback already to the developer. But most of it is accessible. And as you tab around, see the big deal with applications like this is that you can tab around and that the tab order takes a list of fields that you can get to. If you're entering information in a log, you want to get from call sign to time and you want to get to type of call, that kind of thing in a logical and an easy manner, and XMLog seems to do a good job with that. The main interface is not as accessible, but the menus are all accessible. As you go through each menu option, everything in there you can get to. So you might want to give that a try. Does that answer your question? KK4JZX.
Yeah, Jose, 100%, and I download it, so I'll probably try it tomorrow. Getting Ham Radio Deluxe. We our local club here, we have a remote HF station, and I can more or less to the logbook on HRD, but it's a little bit cumbersome. But I just thought I'd see if there was anything better out there that I could use, because I like a few countries that I haven't had for so I don't keep it like a log, but just for a certain, just to work in DX and things like that. So I like to write them down. But yeah.
I have one more comment.
And no problem there, and I hear that too. I'm using a program called Echo Shack. It's like a plug-in for Echolink, and it reads the text box as they come in. So I hope that voice is not too loud there. So thank you, Jose, very much. That answers my question 100%. Thank you, Herb, 9CKR in St. John, New Brunswick, Canada.
Well, Bob, before I pass it over to Jose, I got to say, I like the lady's voice that reads that. It actually reminds me of a voice from one of the Star Trek shows or movies, one. I can't remember which one, but one of those cheerful voices, that says 30 seconds to self-destruct, have a nice day. It's really a nice sounding voice. I like that voice on the text box, and I can read the text box as long as I adjust my bifocals up and down. I'm constantly using one hand to lift them up and down, but I'd almost like to have that thing reading to me as well. She's got a beautiful voice. Jose, KK4JZX, go ahead with your comments. This is AE5YC, NetControl.
Bob, and the thanks, Herb. And the XM Log developer is pretty good about receiving feedback. If you send them feedback. Echo Shack, wow, Tony. I know Tony. He and I have been working on making some enhancements to Echo Shack. And that is a good tool. It uses the Microsoft Windows the Microsoft Windows speech synthesizer. But it can use others as well. By the way, Herb, the voice, the Star Trek voice, and I'm a diehard Star Trek fan. Sorry about this, guys. The Star Trek voice is that computer lady, and you won't believe it if I tell you that is Gene Roddenberry's wife, who actually made all the voices for the Star Trek Enterprise, Voyager, and all the others. KK4JZX.
Oh, Star Trek is awesome. I agree with you, boys. Yeah, that voice, Herb, that I have there, that all that is the Windows narrator voice for Windows 7. I don't have any other voices to use on it, so it's just using the, I guess I would call it the narrator voice for Windows 7, and it happens to use this thing. But yeah, and back to you, Jose, as well. This Echo Shack is awesome. I just love it. And I've been using it since, I think, the first version or two. I used it when it was called, I forget the former name, but there was another version that he, or another name that he had called it before. So I've been using it since the beginning, and it's a great little program, because I don't mind using the F6. If you've got to root jaws the PC and try to find out what someone's saying, and by the time you find it, you forgot what it was. But this Echo Shack is awesome. So, I'm a lazy computer user. The more automation, the better. Back to you, Herb. Thanks a lot.
That's not lazy. That's called I'm not lazy. I just believe in economy of effort, etc. Thanks so much, Bob, for checking in with us and for the good topic. Hopefully we have more hams that got some good information out of that, and if not, we'll put it in the archives for the future. All right, I'm at the bottom of the list before I circle back around and touch base again with Phil and see if he has any other questions and go back through the list. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins. This is the Courage Center Handy Ham Thursday Night TechNet. This is our second. We're figuring it out as we go along, folks. Appreciate everybody's understanding and cooperation in helping us work the kinks out. But we're looking for any questions, comments, reviews, hints, and tips about any area of technology, radios, antennas, microphones, computers, soup to nuts. Come one, come all. We're taking check-ins now. 85YC, Herb, down in New Orleans. Net control. I'm trying not to laugh while I read the text box. Go ahead with your check-in.
This is KB5ELV.
All right, we got KB5ELV, and looks like Buddy. It shows in the station list. Good evening, Buddy. Welcome to the TechNet. Do you have any questions, comments, evaluations, reviews? What are your what's your technical du jour? Go ahead. It's AE5YC, Herb down in New Orleans, making a fool of myself.
Good evening, KB5ELV Buddy here in beautiful and hysterical Erie, Pennsylvania. In between answering the tech support phone and, whatever I don't know I can probably make up. So anyway, I don't really have anything. I'm just mostly here listening, tuned in, in between answering the tech support phone and all that. So let's see, I've put together programming guides for a couple of these Chinese radios. If anyone has Chinese radios that they're having trouble with, as long as it's the Hoshang one or the Baofang one, I don't know nothing about the TYTs. Anyway, also been playing with the new Elecraft KX3 fungal radio, the Morse readout for it is a work in progress, but still very usable. Fun little radio. Amazing how much stuff they crammed into that little box. Anyway, we're around, and hopefully I'll actually remember to tune into this thing every so often. Maybe 5Y, is it YZ, Yankee Zulu, or Yankee Charlie? I didn't quite catch it. KB5ELV.
That's after eating 5 yellow cookies. AE5YC, and thank you so much, buddy, and the questions could be endless. You should be careful about letting out the knowledge that you have insight into these radios, because the stuff I've read so far has been less than helpful. We got a text box note down there. That KK4JZX is having an issue. My eyes keep crossing. Almost looks like Chinese in the text box. So I'm going to let Jose jump in, since we're at the bottom of the list anyway, and there might be another person besides even myself. I have questions, but I'm going to hold off. So you'll have to make another trip back through, buddy, because I will definitely have questions. I'll have my radio at hand when I'm not in that controller. So KK4JZX, go ahead and ask your question while we've got Buddy's ear.
Hey, Buddy. KB5ELV. V as in Victor, right? Buddy, this is KK4JZX. I've got a Baofeng UV-3R radio, which I am working on an eyes-free manual for. Somebody, for blind folks. But I've got the programming cable which I got from Amazon, and the radio is seems to be fine. The communication seems to be working. The programming software seems to be reading and writing to the radio. But when the radio is reread, for example, if I write some memories to the radio with some configurations that I've put in, some channels that I've programmed, what happens is when I read them back, it just appears as nothing got written to the radio. And that's where I'm stuck right now. KK4JZX.
Oh, unfortunately I don't have the UV3. I have the UV5, and the software for the UV5 is terrible. It's absolutely unusable with the screen reader. I haven't even seen a UV3. You know who you want to talk to about the UV3 is Colin, VA6BKX, on the blind hams list. He has one, and he might have a bit more insight into that. Unfortunately, I don't have one of those.
Okay. I will definitely get in touch with him. I've seen him on the list there. Just curious, how did you hear about the Handyham TechNet? And I'll turn it over to Herb to continue with his net. KK4JZX.
Confused. Are you turning it over to me or to Herb?
I asked if how you had heard of the Handyham TechNet, and then I said, I'll turn it over to Herb after that. You could do that. KK4JZX.
No worries. I saw your thing on the blind hams list, so I thought I'd drop in. Unfortunately, I missed the whole first round because I was like returning phone calls. But maybe if nobody calls the tech support phone for a while, I'll actually hear the rest of it. KB5ELV.
Yeah, fine business, buddy. Next week, let me know what the number is. I'll call in and I'll stay on the tech net, and you can answer questions. I know you will make friends at least on the TechNet with that. And Jose, I apologize. I had promised to send you drivers, and I forgot to tell you that in digging through my list of drivers, I can't find the identification that matches up with what Windows shows. And I've been very hesitant about fouling up my own configuration by reinstalling in order to see which one is which. But I'm going to take a fresh computer, and I'm going to install the softwares, because I have like five versions of the prolific driver software, none of which have any information on the outside that would identify them as the correct version to install. But I promise you that I will come up with some information, because I think you might benefit from the driver. I think that could be part of the issue. We'll find out. But, buddy, I do have the 5R, and I have the Ocean. Next week, I'll call in when Jose's running the net and keep your line tied up. Just kidding, in case your boss is listening. If he's not listening, I'm dead serious. Anyway, I'm at the bottom of the list, so this is the Courage Center Handy Am Thursday TechNet, second edition. So we're taking check-ins. We'd like questions, comments, hints, tips, reviews, anything you've got to bring to the table, or anything you'd like to present to the table for information, or if you just want to say hello, although we're happy to say hello, this is not just a check-in net. We would like to exchange information, but you're still welcome to say hello. So this is your net controller for the evening, AE5YC, after eating five yellow cookies, or Alpha Echo 5 Yankee Charlie. Choose your poison. Herb, down in New Orleans, taking check-ins now. Go ahead.
K0PQW, reach out.
K0PQW, AE5YC. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, hi there, Herb, and everybody else there, and good to hear Buddy on, and Buddy, I really want to say you did an excellent job of the text tutorials here for the Oshang. I guess I've got the old Fang one here, but I haven't had to use it yet. But anyhow, as you probably know, I did an audio tutorial on the Oshang portables as well. But very nice job, and glad to have you on the conference here. Anyhow, I guess that's about it, Herb, and just been kind of listening off and on here while I've been doing some stuff. A5YC, K-H-R-O-P-Q-W.
Oh, fine business, Matt, and we really appreciate you hanging around. That's the whole idea, is we've got a nice wealth of knowledge to draw on. I'm still a little shiny on this, and I know a lot of hands are, and if you're not sure, you're probably shiny in some other. So it's great that everybody can get together, and appreciate the work that Buddy's doing. Anyone that can make the what I consider to be very good radios easier to use than my hat. All right, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to go back up to the top of the list and just touch base just in case. And if there are any other stations that have not checked in yet that would like to, then on any pause, just give you a call and say check in between, and I'll put you on the list and we'll jump to you. In the meantime, let's go back up to the top to KD0ETQ, Phil in St. Louis. And Phil, if you come up with any additional questions or any comments you've got on what we've gone over so far, or you just want to say hello, anything you got, just go right ahead. KD0ETQ, this is AE5YC.
AE5YC in the group, KD0ETQ, Quebec. Yeah, the only thing I have a question that's maybe something I should know and may sound silly. It kind of reflects a little bit back to the last week. Check this on Google and eBay and everywhere else. You know, we talked about last week about handheld, you know, VHF. If you say handheld, you think of VHF, UHF. Does such a thing exist as HF handheld? HF handheld. Or is that just considered, when you start talking about, you know, low power like that, is that just QRP and you're talking about a different thing? But does anything exist anywhere? You know, can you get on 20 and 40 meters with a handheld anywhere? Does that exist, or is that just considered you have to go into the QRP category? That's the only question I had. Maybe something I should know, or I could have looked up, but I just thought I'd ask. Maybe someone would know. Since I got my general, I get some HF crazy now. Okay, that's about all I got to say. I'm just kind of listening around. So back over to net control. Herb, KE5YC, KE0O, Quebec.
You can certainly help him out with that, Herb. KE0PQ does.
You read my mind, Matt. I was going to call on you. I know you got info on it. KE0PQW, go ahead there.
Yeah, the first thing is, Phil, a couple of, the QRP question, yeah, definitely it would be QRP, because you're never going to get an HF or any kind of a handheld that's going to put out a great deal of power. So, actually, I guess it's kind of a complicated. In the past, there have been attempts at, I know somebody had a 15-meter handheld out at one time. And recently, I did learn about someone was putting out a 10-meter handheld. And, you know, obviously, you would want to put like a 5/8 or, you know, a quarter wave for 10 meters or something on it in order for it to really work. But I think the best thing made for, or the closest thing to a handheld really made that's good today would probably be something like a Yaesu FT817, which is wanted to reset. Not exactly a handheld, but it's a small portable, you know, and it does 160 through 70 centimeters, puts out, I think, 5 watts or something. But still on the HF bands, really, you need to be effective, you need at least, you know, a dipole or something like that, or one or vertical or something that's really cut for it. But so it's kind of a complicated answer. Yeah, there have been attempts. I've actually got a 6-meter portable. It's not exactly a handheld either. I'd say it's an arm held. It uses 9 C-cell batteries, but puts out 3 watts on 6 meters, and I've worked all over the country with that. So you can do some interesting things if you put your mind to it, I guess. KA0PQW, does that help, Phil?
Yeah, KA0PQW, KA0ECHO, Tango, Quebec. Yeah, that answers me exactly what I wanted to know. I know I could have hunted it down, but I'd have had so many different answers, I wouldn't have known what to believe. So you can put anything on the internet, I guess. But yeah, that does answer my question. I mean, I didn't think you'd be walking around, you know, calling CQ40, you know, with a handheld. But I wasn't that familiar, since I'm kind of back new to this, even, you know, since I was in it 40, 50 years ago and got out in it. I kind of, you know, I knew all the old stuff, but there's so much stuff that's new now, you know, not only with the computers and the VOIPs, you know, RF, that I didn't know. And so that does answer my question. Yeah, I mean, see, since I'm on this third floor of an apartment building, I guess I could put some small type of thing out there, but I'm trying to find something. You know, I don't want to depend on everybody else's remote base, which I'm doing now, which, you know, I'm jumping all over. So I don't want to sit on one remote base for 2 hours. You know, I'm kind of going all over the place, and, you know, it just got the bug in me, I guess, now about the HF stuff, since I worked all that DX on 12 meters a day. It's just something I'm interested in, and that did answer my question. So, thanks a lot for that answer. So I guess I'd turn it back over to Net Control, and thanks a lot, K0PQW. That's Matt, I believe. Yeah, thanks an awful lot for that answer. So back to AE5YC. Herb, this is KD0ECHO Tango, Quebec.
This is KB5ELV.
Yeah, fine business. Thanks, Matt, K0PQW, and thanks, Phil, for bringing up another interesting point. And I believe we had Buddy jump back in there, KB5ELV. Go ahead there, Buddy.
This is KB5 Evil Lurking Varmint, KB5ELV. And, a couple of things. Yes, there were, quite a while ago, there were a line of mostly single-band handhelds. I think they were single-band. I don't think they had a multi-band one. But they came out variously as Tokyo High Power and I think some other brand. But they had mono band for 80, 40, 15, 10, and 6. And I believe they also had a 2-meter one, which was a handheld that would do sideband. And
we lost you there, Buddy. And just when we're getting to the juicy part, you still there? KB5, evil lurking varmint. I like that. You still there, buddy?
Yeah, I had to change my battery. My battery died. Anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted by my battery dying, I was saying that they had these single-band handhelds, and I think that at least the 2-meter one was also sold under the Santec brand name, which was, I knew a guy that had one of the 2-meter ones, but I never saw it. Anyway, yeah, the only thing similar is that I can think of is the 10-meter handheld that Matt's talking about is a Magnum 1012, and it'll do, as the name implies, 10 and 12, and also 11. And I can't say anything about its accessibility, though. I don't know if it is or not. The other option is the radio that I just mentioned, the Elecraft KX3, which they claim you can operate handheld. I would think the handheld would be a little bit cumbersome. You know, you put a little microphone in the bottom of it, a little $3 Fry's microphone in the bottom, and it's got a transmit button on the front. But it's about the size of the big 1980s handhelds. It's about 8 inches by 3.5 inches by an inch and a half. Of course, the other problem with handheld is that, you know, you still, even if you have a whip, you need a counterpoise. But don't knock QRP. You can do a surprising amount with 5 watts, and of course the KX3 will do up to 10. Also with apartment antennas, you can hide wires very easily. And then of course there's very small, somewhat expensive, but kind of a neat antenna anyway, the magnetic loop antennas are kind of fun. I'm playing with one of those myself. There's definitely possibilities for apartment dwellers to actually get on the air with stuff. So that's about all I've got to say about that. AE5YC, AE5 Yellow Cab, KB5 ELV.
Well, fine business, buddy, and that's interesting for sure. It always interests me. I think about the topic of portability, and I would have 5 watts with a great antenna than 500 watts with a poor antenna. I think all things considered, at least in my experience, the antenna makes a difference. So with portable, that would seem to me to be the limiting factor. But a good discussion. All right, well, let's see. We haven't said hello to Riley again, and I'm not sure if Riley's still got his hands in. You have anything you want to jump in there with, or you want me to pass it on down the line? I'm going to give you a shot to go ahead if you have anything you want to toss in there. KL3RH in the group, AE5YC, net control.
Calling.
Okay, KL3RH. Yep. No, she's 99% dry now, and 70 plus pounds of dog takes a lot to dry. Portable handheld. I remember back in the 11 meter days when stuff was really hot and heavy, and there used to be a plethora really of 11 meter handheld with varying states of usability and functions, of course. But I've learned a lot. Thanks, buddy. Because I knew of the 6-meter one, and I knew there was a 10-meter one out there, but I didn't realize there were all the others. So, and also, I have been playing with JAWS 14 beta. I'd just say that it's okay, a little disappointing, but anyway, I guess that's about all I have. So I will just kind of hang out and see where it goes around. 85YCKL.
Well, real good, Riley. Appreciate you checking in, and keep drying. 70 pounds of dog, holy cow. That's a lot of dog to dry. All right, I'm at the bottom of the list at this point, and we've ran a little over the hour, but, you know, if we got any other questions, good information to pass on, this has been a very interesting discussion, so I don't mind carrying it farther. Let's see if there's anybody else that wants to get in before we ring the bell on our second TechNet. So this is the Courage Center Hand-to-Hand Thursday Night Technical Net. We're taking comments, questions, hints, tips, reviews. Anyone that would like to toss their 2 cents and up into the ring, go right ahead. This is AE5YC, net controller for the night. So we're taking the final check-ins now. Everybody's welcome.
5LWA. Want to see if anyone's on the net with my daughter here. We just want to see if there's anybody to talk to. This is KF5LWA. My name's Bob. We're down in Missouri City, Texas, close to Houston.
Well, fine business, Bob. And hello to your daughter. And hope this is a good introduction to you to ham radio. I'm glad that you stopped by. If you have any questions, chime in. And I'm hearing someone coming in on the BVE repeater. But I'm not getting anything clear. So if we've got someone that's trying to check in on the BVE repeater, the N0 BVE repeater, go ahead and try it again. See if you can't get a little more oomph behind it, maybe a better location. This is AE5YC net control for the Thursday Night TechNet.
Juliet.
I caught Juliet. Station with Juliet in the call. Go ahead, sir.
AA0IJ, Alpha Alpha 0, India Juliet, South St. Paul. Just listening in.
Good evening. Here's KC8FQV. Mark up in Northeast Ohio, Southeast of Cleveland, Northeast of Akron. Over.
I'm doubling with someone here. Let me pause one.
Did you copy KC8, Fox, Quebec, Victor, Mark in Aurora, Ohio, Southeast of Akron, Northeast of Akron, Southeast of Cleveland. Over.
I got you that time. I believe you said Mark, KC8, Fox, Quebec, Victor. Got you in there. I knew I was doubling with you there. I looked down and saw you in the list. So I've got you now. We've got AA0 India Juliet, I believe just saying hello. If you've got other comms, then, you know, jump on back in there. And we've got KF5 LWA. Bob, I believe that, yes, Bob, and you have your daughter there, and we have Kilo Charlie 8, Fox Quebec Victor, just checked in. This is Alpha Echo 5, Yankee Charlie. Herb, this is the Thursday Night Courage Center Handy Ham TechNet. We're taking any hints, tips, questions, reviews, anything technical. This is a technical net, so if you've got anything that you'd like to contribute technically, and if you just want to say hello, that's great. We're always happy to hear from anyone who wants to say hello, but we are interested in chewing up some technical information. So let's see. Let's go back up to Bob with his daughter there, KF5LWA, AE5YC net control. It's your turn. Well, that might have been a very short demonstration. And then we had the Alpha Alpha Zero India Juliet. I believe you said you were just listening in. Do you have any comments or anything for the technical net? Any questions? Anything you'd like to bring up of a technical nature? And if not, then it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, sir. This is Herb, AE5YC, down in New Orleans.
Very good. Yeah, this is Jeff. Juliet Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. I'm calling to you from South St. Paul, Minnesota. And the question I have is, I've got a Ballon, and I've got a, and probably cut for 80 meters, but I'm wondering if there's an optimal size, like maybe cutting it for 40 meters or something, if there's one that'll give me a lot of multiple bands with a tuner. Any thoughts on the maximum length or a good length to try?
All right, Jeff has got a question about antennas, and I'm going to throw my 2 cents in before I toss it out there for general comments, because I just happened to have read recently that if you cut your antenna for the longer C and you feed it with ladder line, then it will radiate quite nicely and tune with a tuner. It tunes quite nicely on pretty much from that frequency down, depending on the range of the tuner. As in my case, I'm about to string up about 130 feet or so of line, feed it with 450-ohm ladder line into an old MFJ Versa Tuner 2, and from the information that I've read, I should be able to very comfortably cover 80 through 10 meters with good efficiency. So that's my 2 cents. Anyone else out there that would like to comment to Jeff about particular antenna links, etc., for a multiband antenna while using a tuner? This is AE5YC, Herb, Net Control. Just come ahead with your call sign, and we'll take you in order, anyone that's got some information.
We'll see.
The station, it came in on LBVE. I'm sorry that I'm just catching partial syllables, but go ahead and please give me your full call, and go ahead with your comments to Jeff. Jeff is AA0IJ, Alpha Alpha Zero, India Juliet. Go ahead with your call, your name, and your comments to Jeff.
Kilo Bravo Zero Charlie, named Mike, Mexico India Kilo Echo. I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and that's the kind of antenna I've been using for the last 8 years. It's actually similar to, it's a G5RV. It's a cut for the longest, 80 meters, has a ladder line down 40 meters down to the ground in an inverted V, and I can cover the world with it. I've worked all the high frequency over to Europe and South America, and not too far west of me, but it works very well. And the tuner is just a MFJ. It's a 600 watt handling, so it does have a lot of power into it, but it does work.
Roger, Mike. I have to say, now I'm using the G5RV Junior myself into a tuner, and I've worked Africa, I've worked Hawaii going to the west, I've worked Russia, most of Europe, the Mediterranean, Scandinavia, most of Central and South America. The little baby's done a good job for me. The difference, I think, on the G5RV Junior or G Full Size is that it usually terminates in coax. G5RV, and the really fine article that I read said that if you will bring it as ladder line into the tuner directly without going through a balun or any kind of conversion, that it actually tunes up even better. But Jeff, let's pass it back to you. AA0IJ, did you catch what Mike had to say?
AA0IJ, yes, I did catch that. It sounds to me like ladder logic is a trick, it sounds like. And I do have a Versa tuner, too, so I may investigate that route. I didn't just buy a balun. But I don't know, what are you guys thinking? You thinking that ladder line is going to be much better than the coax? I do have a lead-in through my wall, so I'm not sure what's going to happen with ladder line if I try to bring that in. Is it going to have problems with conduction and stuff when I conduct it against the wall or something when I bring it through the walls? What do you guys think? Back to you, Mike, GP0C, AA0IJ.
There should be no problem. You need a feed-through insulator type to isolate it from anything. But when I first started in radio a long time ago, the guy that got me started in it had ladder lines straight into his house, and they worked just fine. And like moderator saying, you're going to get much broader tuning doing the ladder the whole way in. And they worked just fine. And like moderator saying, you're going to get
Carolina try. I'll have to go get some over Radio City in Minneapolis here, can't I? Back to you.
All right. Well, does anyone else have any input on a broadband antenna? And again, I hate that I'm moderator. I would I could expound at length on the stuff that I've read recently since I'm doing the research. But any other comments? I'm gonna tie a knot in my tongue so I don't say anything more. AE5YC, this is the Thursday Night TechNet. Looking for any other comments on a broadband dipole antenna? The station that came in on the N0 BVE repeater, I didn't catch your call, but go ahead with your comments and fill me in with your call as you go along.
Hello, would you please report for me? This is JSCDOE, Joseph, Japan. Go ahead.
I did not catch your entire call. I did catch Japan, and so did a couple of others, it looks like, by the text box. This is Alpha Echo 5 Yankee Charlie, Herb, Net Control, down in New Orleans, with the Thursday Night Handy Ham TechNet. We're having a discussion at the moment on antennas, but all topics are fair game. Comments, questions, reviews, anything you've got of a technical nature. So if you'd like to come back and call slowly in ITU Phonetics, India Tango Uniform Phonetics, and we'll get you in there. Go ahead.
Thank you very much indeed. You are suggested. So my call sign is Japan, Florida 3. Golf Ocean Hotel, JF3POH. Yes, I will check out my system, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, fine business, sir. I copied Juliet Foxtrot 3 Golf Oscar Hotel, and could I get your name, please?
I'm very sorry. Name, M-A-Y. M-A-Y, made my handle and located Osaka, Japan, O-S-A-K-A, Osaka, Japan, you know, over.
Fine business, May. We appreciate you checking in from Osaka, Japan, and your equipment seems to be working just fine. You're coming in via the N0 BVE repeater, and you've made it to the Thursday Night TechNet. My name is Herb. My call sign is Alpha Echo 5 Yankee Charlie. And this is a weekly technical discussion, all subjects. So I'll come back around to you in just a second. I want to make sure that we've covered the topic that was at hand. We were discussing broadband HF antennas. Jeff, Alpha Alpha Zero India Juliet, and Mike, Kilo Bravo Zero Charlie, so far with comments. Do we have any other stations that would like to make any comments on the broadband dipole antennas for HF use? This is AE5YC Net Control, and I'll get right back to you, May.
Echo 5 Yankee Charlie Net Controller, thank you very much indeed. Nice information. Thank you very much. Recently working on this on system wired too. Information. Thank you very much. At this time,
fine business, Nate. We appreciate you stopping by, and overall, your equipment sounds like it's doing a fine job. We appreciate you checking in. And at this time, we're going to go back to Jeff, Alpha Alpha Zero, India, Juliet. It sounds like you you may have found what you were looking for, Jeff, and I'm going to second the comment. The 450-ohm ladder line coming in through some feed-throughs, and you don't really have to worry about feed line radiation. My understanding from what I read was that it's negligible, nothing to worry great thing about using the ladder line as opposed to coax going with the balanced feed line. It really gives it great broadband characteristics, and I'm excited about trying it myself. I will be stringing line here shortly and doing away with my coax and going with a full 130-odd feet of number 14 fed with 450-ohm ladder line. So that's, again, a moderator shouldn't be putting his two cents in, but it's a topic that's near and dear to my heart. So great information, Mike, KB0 Charlie, and Jeff, any other comments or anything you'd like to pass on or ask before we move on down the line? Alpha Alpha Zero, India, Juliet, this is AE5YC Net Control.
5EC, AE0 comments. I'll just listen and hear what other people have to say. So hopefully in the next week or so, I'm going to get my antenna up before it gets too cold up here and have it ready to go back to Net Control.
Fine business. Thank you so much for bringing the topic up. And, again, thanks to Mike for putting the information out there as well. I think that's good, solid information, and it makes me feel better to have my information verified because I had just recently read that. So I'm going to be trying it myself. All right. We had Kilo Charlie 8, Foxtrot Quebec Victor. I believe you got checked in there and kind of the middle of the Pacific check-in that kind of threw me off my game a little bit. So if you're still out there, we'd like to hear from you. Kilo Charlie 8, Foxtrot Quebec Victor. This is Alpha Echo 5 Charlie Herb down in New Orleans, the net controller for the Thursday night TechNet. Please go ahead. I may have had the call wrong, but let's go ahead and since it is coming up on an hour and a half on our hour net, which again, as long as no one complains, I have no problem with staying as the discussion continues. So do we have any other check-ins? This is the Thursday night TechNet. Comments, reviews, questions, anything of a technical nature, we're open to your calls. This is AE5YC Net Control, Herb down in New Orleans, so go ahead and check in now.
Kilo Charlie Zero, Tango Juliet, Mobile.
Okay. All right, I heard two in there. I got clear, Kilo Charlie Zulu, Tango. Let's start this over again. Kilo Charlie Zero, Tango Juliet. And then the second station, just one second, and we'll get to you. So Kilo Charlie Zero, Tango Juliet, this is AE5YC Net Control. Go ahead, sir.
Good there. My name is Don, Delta Oscar November. I'm in Ridgefield, Mobile here on the way home from Edina and Southdale and coming closer to the Mall of America here, doing my home commute there. In Southdale, I do not work at, but I work at a place nearby. Just enjoying the nice weather here. That it's the thing is, I'm smelling a lot of campfires here, so it must be the rain was enough to make it so people could have their outside campfires here and all that good stuff. And I heard something about, what is it, broadband antenna or something like that in my scanning of, I'm listening about three things at once. Not the best thing for driving, but hey, what can you say? My experience with the most broadband is being a half wave, if you consider a quarter wave with the, or a half wave dipole kind of system. You know, two quarter waves back-to-back that way. So I just was going to put my two cents in there and give you one for the count and all that good stuff. And I'm only about a couple blocks from home. KC0TJ, Don in Ridgefield, Minnesota.
Well, fine. Appreciate you checking in. And all right, well, that gives us at least three, I believe. That's a common consensus, it sounds like. That's what we were discussing. Half wave at the lowest frequency that you want to operate, preferably fed with ladder line into a tuner, will pretty much cover from whatever the longest, the lowest frequency is to at least 10 meters, depending on your tuner. So I'm feeling pretty good about that myself. I'm ready to go out and start stringing line by flashlight there. Hi. Thanks for checking in, Don, and have a safe drive. All right, we had another station, I believe, that either keyed up or tried to check in immediately after Don did. So the station after KC0TJ, this is AE5YC, Net Control. Go ahead with your check-in.
KD0ETQ, I came in with a recheck and a question.
Yeah, go ahead there, Phil. KD0ETQ, this is AE5YC.
Yeah, I just thought of something I was going to ask earlier. I'd written it down, I remembered it, but then the other stuff came up. This kind of has to do with computers and RF type thing. You know, you got Echolinks, Q100, all those things. Well, I've got this. I've got the client on my computers. I don't know how many of you are familiar with EQSO, EQSO. I know there's one for the amateur radios, and then there's one I've got. The client, EQSO PMR, it connects you to all the 400, you know, like the 440s and the 420 megahertz through Europe and Australia and all over the place. I mean, you can work it, and it's using RF and going through a lot of the overseas 400. I think in England it may be 420, not 440, and in Australia TB network. That's why you can, some of them you can get on without a license. But I noticed EQSO PMR doesn't connect anymore at all, and nobody answers. And I don't know if anybody is familiar with that. It wasn't really used that much, but if anybody is familiar with, is EQSO PMR still exists? Is that still around? I don't know if anyone knows the answer to that. Yeah, I just kind of thought of that. KD0ETQ.
Well, fine business, Phil. That's a new one on me. It sounds almost like FM's family mobile radio service, the 70-centimeter replacement for CB that they use here in the States, and the GMRS, the business version of the same, but only because it has similar letters. Of course, there's only 26 letters of the alphabet, so they're all similar there. Hi. Anyone have any information about EQSO Paul Michael Radio? Paul Michael Radio. Paul Mike Radio. EQSO PMR. If anyone has any information about whether that's still in operation or what's happened to it, where it's gone to. This is AE5YC, Net Control, for the Thursday night TechNet. Phil, up in St. Louis, KD0ETQ, would sure like to know. So if anyone's got any information, go ahead and check in now. Well, Phil, all I heard were the crickets chirping, but I did make a note of that, and so maybe one of us will find some time and look into it, and next time we get together, we can revisit the topic and see what's been found out. All right, well, we're, and I'm happy to say this, believe me, this is not complaining. We are 35 minutes past our hour, so I'm going to make this last call for check-ins and additional comments and questions from the group that's already here. So any new check-ins or any additional comments or questions from the group that has already checked in, this is Alpha Echo 5 Yankee Charlie, Herb down in New Orleans, Net Control for the Handy Ham Current Center Thursday Night TechNet. Last call for check-ins and any rechecks with questions or comments. Go ahead.
Hello, Foxtrot 5 Hotel Golf, inform with a recheck.
Okay, SFQ, I'll call back in. You might have called me. KCFQ, Mark in Aurora, over.
Yeah, Mark, I may have misquoted your call. No, FQV. FQV. Yeah, I did try to call you and missed out on you. Before I go back to the HGU, let's go ahead and catch Mark, I believe it was, FQV. Go ahead there, Mark.
I want to come back and let you guys know that I'm around, but, you know, the last one, I was going through a couple of different nets. And also, you know, if you've seen them things on Twitch TV where they've been testing the different phones and tablets, and they try to submerge them and heat them and that, you know, and also if you drop the phone, sometimes they want to fall apart. And when they do that, then you lose power, and you got to, it's just a computer. You got to reboot it. So, nothing else. I figured I'd just check in and knew you guys were doing the net, and it sounds like an hour and a half. That's a lot of information moving around on the information highway, KCFTV. Over, and I'm going to say 73, and I'll listen out. And for those that want to, Round the World Q Cells now on Unode. You can go over and check in if anyone wants to. KCFTV.
Well, fine business, Mark. Appreciate that. Stop by and see us again any Thursday and 7 days a week at the 11 a.m. Central Time traditional Handy Ham Net. All right, let's go back up to Bob, and let's make sure I got the call sign correct there. I'm hoping it's Bob because there you are. KF5HGU. I got a few Bobs on the list tonight, Bob. I hope I didn't rename everybody. Go ahead there, Bob. 85YC, net control.
Okay, Herb. 85YC, K5HU. Before you close it down, there was a fellow on there earlier this evening, and he was using strictly an Android and wanting to know the IRLP and Echolink nodes they were going through. If he'll do a search on the conference servers, start off with an asterisk, and then there will be... Well, like one that I saw was asterisk Alaska, asterisk. And it will tell you in the description if it is an IRLP active node. So he can find several in there, like the Van IRLP that I mentioned. There's an Alaska, there's a USA. So any of the nodes that show up as asterisk, as a conference server, is asterisk Alaska, asterisk. And in the description it will say IRLP. So that's linked to Echolink and IRLP, so that would give him access to both services. And then Phil, and I'm sure Phil knows about this, hamsphere.com is a subscriber-based, feel-like RF station. There, go ahead.
FDL Mobile.
Take it. I'm subscribed to Hamsphere, and that is I think I pay like $40 a year, almost, because I got it go through PayPal. Known Kelly for a long time. I was on Hamsphere back before I... even had my technician 5-6 years ago when it first started. I've been on Hamsphere for 6 years, even up to his version 3 he's on now, and you know, he's got, it's, you can talk worldwide. It's, I since I got my general, I'm kind of RF crazy now. But yeah, I've been on Hamsphere for 6 years, K0ETQ.
Alright, fine business, guys. Good interchange there, and thanks for the information there, Bob. I did hear someone that came in on the N0BVE repeater. Sounded like a mobile, so let's see if we can't get a hold of him before he gets out of range. This is AE5YC, net control. Go ahead.
Japan, France 2, Alpha, Noha Hotel, JF2, ANH, Nagoya in Japan. Check in.
This is Kilowatt Bravo 0, Delta, Charlie Oscar Mobile. Yeah, I couldn't key up right away because the car almost decided to run into me, so I had to kind of make a break. Yeah, name is Thomas here, located in Hutchinson, coming in to you on a KB0WJP repeater, which is echo-linked into the 14545 N0BVE repeater. Couldn't get in directly, so I got to check in here via echo-link. And enjoying the nice cool weather out. As far as anything technical for this evening, the only thing I would probably would like to try to find out, I got an iPad and a laptop, and I usually use for Wi-Fi to the laptop to go to a connection, let's say from home, that's kind of, let's say like the next door neighbor, I'll just use that for an example. The laptop can hook
business, Thomas. Well, I tell you what we'll do is let's use that as a cliffhanger, and I guarantee you there is some good information out there in this group about doing that. We're coming up on our second hour of the one-hour net, and as much as I'm enjoying it, it's probably going to take more time than we should spend, considering that we're already 43 minutes over. But it's a great topic, and I would definitely like to see that on the net. So if you can find the time, this net meets every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the Handy Ham Conference. This is a technical net, so we do a roundtable discussion, and I can pretty much guarantee you you will find several opinions of ways on how to accomplish exactly that. So if you can hold out to next week, if you catch some of the guys on the regular nets, 11 a.m. Central, 7 days a week here on the Handy Ham Service. You can always find someone who's going to have some help along those lines. I feel confident. Pick to bring up, and I appreciate you coming in with it. Just a little bit more than we can handle this late. Sorry, I really would like to handle it. I'm actually chomping at the bit myself to put my 2 cents in, but I'm the net controller, so I don't get to do that. And we also had a check-in from Japan, our second check-in from Japan, Juliet Foxtrot 2, Alpha November Hotel, Kunai, let's see, Ohio Gazimus, I believe it should be for you. This is AE5YC for the Curd Center Handy Ham Thursday TechNet. We are normally doing not just general check-ins, but technical questions, answers, reviews, etc. But if you'd like to say hello, please, sir, feel free to go ahead and say hello and welcome to the net.
AE5YC, thank you very much. This is Juliet Hotspot 2, Alpha, Nancy, Hawaii, JF2 ANH, from Nagoya in Japan. Thank you very much for picking up. My name is Kuni. I'm using Echo Link system. iPad using, okay. check in. Okay. Located in Nagoya. Nagoya City, weather is fine. Very hot. Okay. Back to you, Harb-san. Back to you, go ahead.
Oh, fine business, Kuni. Thank you so much for checking in. As I say, this is the Thursday night TechNet. For you, I guess that would be the Friday morning TechNet. It should be fairly early in the morning for you on Friday. We have several stations check in from Japan tonight, and we appreciate that. This is a technically oriented net, so we're looking for questions, comments, reviews, any kind of technical information to be exchanged back and forth. But we're glad that you stopped in to say hello, and I invite you to stop in again and bring your technical questions. In the meantime, since we're almost finished with the second hour of a one-hour net, we want to put out a last call for any check-ins or rechecks with follow-up questions to the that have been brought up. And if we're out of those, then we'll close this down and return the system to its normal operation. So again, Kuni, JF2ANH, I appreciate you checking in. If it were not at the very end of the net, well past the end of the net, I'll be happy just to say hello. But this is the TechNet, and we've had a very interesting group of discussions tonight, a lot of good information. I want to thank everybody that's shown up and participated and making this a lot easier for net control. I'll tell you, thanks so much for taking their time and working with each other to pass this information back and forth. So let's do a last call for check-ins or rechecks. Check-ins or rechecks for the Courage Center Thursday Night TechNet. This is AE5YC, Herb in New Orleans, taking those last check-ins now.
B0DCO recheck.
Check it in with your net. Over.
And this is November 5, X-Ray, Charlie X-Ray. Herb, good evening.
All right, we got a little last-minute flurry there. I did catch Thomas, KB0DCO. It sounded like I might have heard George, the second base umpire, but it could have been Frankie on RF. That was a voice that sounded familiar. I got Woody in there saying hello, and then I heard a carrier, but no audio. So let's go to Thomas, first of all, KB0DCO. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks there. Yeah, when our EchoLink set up on the Hutchinson repeater is probably set for 3 minutes, so obviously you timed her out on me a couple of times, so we rehooked back up again, and so I didn't catch everything you said, but as far as answering the question for that technical question that I have, if anyone does have an answer or a suggestion as how to quickly go from iPad to for Wi-Fi connection, from iPad to laptop to internet, if that would work, because it seems like right now you can only go from iPad directly to the Wi-Fi connection. But what I'm trying to do is saying, okay, the laptop can make the connection, but now I would like to take the iPad and connect it to the laptop and then go from there. Then I don't have to sit in such a position to get the signal. So that's what I wanted to try to do. And if anyone has any suggestions, email them to me then, since if it's too late to answer the question. Send it to kb0dco@gmail.com if anyone has some ideas or websites that have some information on something like that. Feel free to send it my way. I could probably Google it too, but obviously I'm kind of in a internet connection at home at the current moment. So that's why I'm asking to email it, and then when I get a chance, I'll check the email. When I go to, like, Culver's to the Wi-Fi location, then I'll see what people have answered for me. Anyway, that's all I got for net control. 73 is all, and thanks to everyone ahead of time for any help. KB0DCO.
Yeah, sorry about timing out there, Thomas. The problem is a lot of propagation delays, and while we may try to leave the key up, and I am long-winded, so I'll take full credit no matter what for that. But sometimes we think we've left the key up long enough, and another station will jump in just before it would have a chance to reset. But I do have your question, and I guarantee you there are some answers floating out there, so I know a few people together. I've got Thomas's email. If anyone like that later on, I'll be glad to give it to you. And again, if you haven't got it fully explained by next week's TechNet, it'll be the first topic we get to. So please feel free to check back in. There are definitely ways to accomplish that. All right, we had someone else come in on the N0BVE repeater, and the voice sounded familiar. So if you all would, just stand by one, and let's get that RF station on the N0BVE repeater, AE5YC, net control. Yes, we lost him. For all the world, that sounded like George, the second base umpire coming in there. It sounded like George, but we may have lost him, and holy cow, we're coming up on our second hour. They're going to run us off of here for sure. All right, let's see. Woody, did you just want to say hello, or did you have something you'd like to add in? N5XEX, AE5YC, as we try to wrap this thing up.
No, we're not going to let you go, or you've got to stay here all night. No, yeah, I just wanted to say hi to you, but I do have a comment on that broadband antenna you don't have to. I haven't put up an antenna in about 10 years. So goodness, I guess it's been about 20 years now. But anyway, you could use that ladder line cable and not use a tuner if you used a 4-to-1 Balun from ladder line and it'd still be broadband. I don't know, but that's the way I used to do it anyway. This is N5XCX back to net.
Fascinating topics for sure, antennas and feed lines. I could spend weeks talking about nothing but that. I've got a great public domain article if anyone would like to see it. It's very plain, straightforward, no-nonsense information about antennas and feed lines in the real world. Bivier was published, but now he's put it in the public domain. My QRZ information is up to date. This is AE5YC. If you email me, I'll be happy to forward a copy of the PDF to anyone that would like to read up for it. It's definitely got me interested in stringing more wire up and playing with it. So a very, very fascinating topic. All right. I have had a wonderful time on our two-hour show of the one-hour TechNet. Oh, I see Curtis. VFO is in here. We've got a VFO, a variable frequency oscillator, or a very fine operator, K6 VFO. Real quick, let me say hello to Curtis, and then we're going to have to shut it down. Kurt, we're an hour over on our hour net, so we've gone 100% over. Good evening, Kurt, AE5YC.
Yeah, I heard you sound tired. I'm not sure if you hear me okay. I'm not sure if this microphone got turned off or not.
Yeah. Oh, we got 5x5 copy. Very, very clear. No problems there, Kurt. And no, not really so much tired as I'm afraid that the control operators are going to despise and hate me and, more importantly, kill my connection for tying things up for so long. Hi. Anyway, we've had a really, really good tech net. Very enjoyable for our second night. That's two in a row that we're, I feel like we're hitting them out of the ballpark. Go ahead, Kurt.
Yeah, I think you are. Certainly technology is always, we're bound together by technology. The more we understand about how some of this stuff works, the better we're off, particularly in that PDF. If you have just something to write my email down on, just zip me off a copy. I'd love to read it. It's Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, at C-A-L-W-E-B .com. That's Curtis at CalWeb .com. I'd appreciate that very much. I like to read about antennas. It's one of my favorite things, as you know, when I talk about one-on-one communication with HF. That's what you use. Antennas. And the better the antenna, the better you're off, believe me. And the more wire, the better, too. It's always better to have more wire. And the more wire you have, the less your radiation resistance. And that's just a pure fact. Anyway, I'm going to get off here, but nice to hear you, Herb. And I've been reading up, trying to catch up on some of my hind on my head. I'm on the other side of it already. So I'll let you take it, Herb, and like I say, thank you for doing that tonight. I'm sure it's well appreciated. Got things stacked up I got to do here, too. As a matter of fact, I've got to get some rest. I'm just exhausted today. It's been crazy. Neighbors in and out, and I had to move some furniture. And AE5YC, the group, and the TechNet K6VFO.
Yeah, fine business, Kurt. I have no problem whatsoever. I've got your email logged, and when I move into the other room, I will send you a copy of that article. Excellent, excellent article, as I say, published, it might have been sold in book form, and the gentleman who originally wrote it put it in the public domain, and what I like about it is it doesn't get bogged down quadratic equations and polar versus rectangular math, blah, 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 blah. He talks about the real world stuff, what works and what doesn't work. Me fired up. I will be stringing 130-something feet of 14-gauge wire and some 450-ohm ladder line in a unique configuration that he's pointed out and explained just how well it works, and seeing if I can't stretch the envelope any further. Having a ball playing with antennas. I could talk about them all night. So absolutely, and anyone else that would like a copy, if you look me up on QRZ, drop me an email, and I will send you a copy since he has given his endorsement to distribute it to anyone who wants it. I'll be happy to send out a copy of the information I've got on antennas. All right, I am ribbon on our second Thursday night TechNet. What a great company. Appreciate everyone who's shown up and made the net. I was just along for the ride and had a wonderful time doing it. I cannot thank you folks enough. Bring your questions that we didn't get to this week. Bring them back next week. Jose, KK4JZX, will be the net controller next week, and I'll get to have more fun because then I can start throwing questions out there and putting my... I'll put 4 cents in. I put 2 cents in more than once tonight, which I wasn't going to do. So anyway, everyone have a wonderful evening. At this time, we officially are closing the Thursday night TechNet and returning all equipment to its normal operating parameters. 73s to all, and thanks again. 85 YC clear.